Well, it's all right. Riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right. If you live the life you please. Well, it's all right.
Welcome to the Dog Talk Show, brought to you in part by Wellness Pet Food. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We've got a great show today. We have Dr. Michael Fox on in just a few minutes. He's the co-author of a book called Not Fit for a Dog, The Truth About Manufactured Dog and Cat Food. One of my favorite topics. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Julie. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to the show.
This is
excellent. You're raring to go. When you said we had a great show, you almost sounded like Tony the Tiger there. We got a great show.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good one. So, and we have some books that we're going to be giving away too. So stay tuned for that. We'll be giving away some free copies of Not Fit for a Dog, The Truth About Manufactured Dog and Cat Food. So we're going to be bringing Dr. Fox on in just a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just wanted to give a little update. I was at a conference last weekend with Darcy, who was there with Service for Service, the organization that connects mental health service dogs with veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, and made a lot of really great connections, and actually met Senator Jacobson there, who actually has some interesting legislation.
Uh-huh. in the works?
Yeah? Or he's been trying to pass a bill of something about getting dogs into bars.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've made a connection with him.
Do they have to show their ID?
Yes.
They got to be over 21?
They do have to. They have to be
and
at least 4 years old.
Yes.
But he was really excited about Service for Service and the work that they do. And also, you know, he's got a lot of stuff going on. He's a big fan of dogs, so we're probably going to have him on the show in January.
So he means service dogs, right? Not just any old dogs going into bars, right?
I think he means companion dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So any old...
Because a service dog can go anywhere that that anybody can go in public.
Right, okay.
Any public place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's already in effect.
Okay.
But I think he's talking about companion dogs, but we'll have him on the show probably in January sometime to talk a little bit more about what he's up to.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, great connections. So let's get started with Dr. Fox and bring him on the show. Hi, Dr. Fox.
Hello there.
Hi, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So I have been... And anybody who's listened to the show over the past 9 months that we've been on the air knows that I'm very much interested in the pet food industry and very much committed to educating people about what is really in pet food, and talking about how the labeling is so misleading and how, you know, what to look for in a good quality pet food, what to avoid and all that kind of stuff. Your book, Not Fit for a Dog, The Truth About Manufactured Dog and Cat Food, a book that you've co-authored with Dr. Elizabeth Hodgkins and Dr. Marion Smart, has really filled in some gaps for me of information that I've been looking for over the years. So thank you.
Yes, it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
I produced an earlier report about 10 years before that when I was with the Humane Society of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I nearly lost my job over it.
Wow.
I endorsed Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For.
Uh-huh.
And that was in 1997.
Uh-huh.
And I was essentially stuck in a corner.
Yeah.
And my salary was frozen and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Because they received a letter from the Pet Food Institute complaining. And they were hoping to get a lot of money from the major pet food manufacturers. Now you look at how they're funding the vet schools, and, you know, it is unbelievable the power and control that these multinational conglomerates have, like Nestle's and Colgate-Palmolive, that bought up the earlier pet food companies and put them under their umbrella. Now, people need to realize that most of this manufactured pet foods consists of highly processed food, human food and beverage industry byproducts,
mm-hmm.
along with the condemned parts of animals and animal byproducts.
Mm-hmm.
There's a class of meat that is put in that is called 4D meat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a category especially for pet foods. And 4D means dead, dying, diseased, or debilitated on arrival at the slaughterhouse. And that's, you know, one of the government standards. So it's pretty horrendous. And it is a fact
mm-hmm.
that our dogs and cats are being used to recycle so much of the waste from the food industry.
Mm-hmm.
Now they say, oh, it's all scientifically formulated, and the vet students are brainwashed to believe this dogma.
Mm-hmm.
That there's so much protein, but horn and hoof and hair and hide and feathers is protein.
Yeah.
So what quality of protein do we have in there?
Yeah.
They never really answer that.
Yeah. Well, in the very introduction of the book, it says the bulk ingredients of so-called, quote, scientifically formulated and balanced, end quote, diets for dogs and cats are primarily highly processed agricultural, livestock, and food and beverage industry waste.
Yeah.
And
that means that many of the essential nutrients are destroyed by the heat processing. First of all, they're rendered at the slaughter plant,
mm-hmm.
and the wheat or the soybean or the other stuff is rendered and processed,
mm-hmm.
and nutrients are lost. So they add all the nutrients at the end, and you see the list of the main ingredients at the beginning, and then you see all these additives that they put in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm an advocate for whole food ingredients, ideally organically certified, and to get out of this loop, on my website I have a list of companies like Wellness,
mm-hmm.
like Natura,
mm-hmm.
like Pet Guard, that I endorse fully because they are using human quality food ingredients,
mm-hmm.
basically, and they're not using artificial dyes.
Mm-hmm.
Azo dyes are carcinogenic. Now, after my flattening at the Humane Society, I still kept tracks of this pet food business and all the pet food recalls because of aflatoxin, mold, and so on from the corn.
Mm-hmm.
And then the melamine thing blew up 2 years ago with this so-called wheat gluten that was brought over from China, but it wasn't wheat gluten. It was wheat flour that was spiked with melamine that destroyed the kidneys of thousands and thousands of dogs and cats, resulting in an out-of-court settlement
mm-hmm.
of over $30 million to aggrieved pet owners.
Mm-hmm.
And this is precisely what these multinationals are doing. They look around the world market to find the lowest cost ingredients to put in so they can maximize their profits. And
yeah.
they got the double shaft by these corrupt Chinese.
Mm.
And that same year, the Minister for Food and Drugs in China had his head cut off.
Mm.
He was so corrupt.
Mm.
So this whole business is nasty. And
yeah.
we need to break away from it. We need to find alternatives.
Yeah. And so much of it, in my experience, is really educating the consumer, because the labels are so misleading. There's so much money that's put into smart advertising. And on the bags of food, I mean, I have labels here in front of me that I've had on the show before where it says, where they, in my opinion, are lying in bold print on the bags. You know, we select only high-quality protein and carbohydrates to ensure your dog receives optimum nutrition, blah, blah, blah. And then 2 inches below that, I see the ingredient list is cooked yellow corn, meat and bone meal, which is a percentage of euthanized dogs and cats in the food.
Well, the big problem with the chicken meal, the meat meal, and so on, is that there are a lot of bone in it,
mm-hmm.
and especially the beef meal is quite high in fluoride.
Mm.
And that's tied in with bone cancer in little boys from fluoridated water,
mm-hmm.
and bone cancer in genetically susceptible dogs like the giant breeds, the Great Danes, and so on.
Yeah.
So this again is not. It's also imbalanced. There's too much calcium in there.
Mm-hmm.
But what the hell does corn and soybean have any place if you're a scientist and a biologist in a cat's diet? Cats are obligate carnivores.
Yeah.
And that's the first nasty.
Yeah.
Then we have a lot of dogs and cats allergic to corn and soy. The soy can be very bad. You see, part of the problem is that soy and corn and wheat and so on, they contain gluten compounds called lectins.
Uh-huh.
And these can cause inflammatory bowel disease problems,
yeah.
increase the incidence of allergies. And now we have, oh, I think it's 90% of our corn in America, spelt with a K, is genetically engineered. And close to maybe 70% of the soybean is genetically engineered, which means that these byproducts go into the pet foods. And being genetically engineered, you have novel proteins in there.
Mm.
Proteins that have never been in the food chain ever before, including insecticides
mm-hmm.
and herbicide residues, which mm-hmm. further interfere with the gut flora and the delicate balance in the intestine
mm-hmm.
to release all kinds of new, relatively new diseases.
Mm.
And I'm very fortunate, having been writing a syndicated newspaper column now for close to 40 years, and I've learned a hell of a lot.
Yeah,
across the country,
mm-hmm.
about what the major health problems are in dogs and cats.
Yeah,
and what the veterinarians are doing about it.
Yeah, well, we're gonna pick up right there when we come back from break. We're gonna
take just
a quick break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with Dr. Michael Fox, co-author of Not Fit for a Dog: The Truth About Manufactured Dog and Cat Food. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Wellness Natural Food for Pets uses simple, pure, authentic ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. All wellness recipes include lean meats, whole grains, fruits, and veggies with no meat byproducts, no wheat, no corn, no soy, or artificial preservatives. For an exclusive savings offer and to find Wellness at a pet specialty retailer near you, visit wellnesspetfood.com/Seattle. That's wellnesspetfood.com/Seattle. Join Wellness on Facebook and Twitter today.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area, licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. This week, we welcome back Lola Michelin from the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Lola will be in the studio with us to talk about animal massage, aromatherapy and using essential oils, animal legislation, and we'll hear all about her new radio show. We'll open the phone lines, so get your animal massage questions ready. For Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Are you a doctor, dentist, or therapist? Have you ever wished you could take your dog to work with you? Visit HealingAllies.com to find out how you can train your dog to become a clinical therapy dog in your office or clinic. Clinical therapy dogs provide people with joy, affection, and emotional support in healthcare settings. Research shows that therapy animals have positive psychological and physiological effects on clients and patients. Meet your newest staff member, your dog. Visit HealingAllies.com or call 206-406-1455 for more information. That's HealingAllies.com.
Negativity and fear, two staples of talk radio. Well, we figured we'd try something different. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we are back with Dr. Michael Fox, co-author of Not Fit for a Dog, The Truth About Manufactured Dog and Cat Food. Welcome back, Dr. Fox.
Thank you.
So we were just started talking about common symptoms, and this was another just really glaring, huge point that stuck out for me in the book, and just about this, how the whole system is set up, is that you have all of these, a couple lists from a survey, I think, that you did through your column, and then another mm-hmm. one was based
pet
off of
insurance.
Right. And so the top five health problems from the veterinary pet insurance claims, the top five for dogs were ear infection as number one, stomach inflammation, skin irritation, tumors and growths, and skin infection and hot spots. And
now, let me add to that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't cover dental problems. 70 to 80% of dogs in the country have one form of periodontal disease or another,
mm-hmm.
depending on degree. That's related to this crap food that they're being fed.
Mm-hmm.
That has a lot of gluten in it. It's like glue.
Yeah.
And immediately converts the starches into sugar,
mm-hmm.
which creates the perfect environment for the wrong bacteria to multiply.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very, very serious condition that is too neglected. A lot of vets now are cleaning teeth every year
mm-hmm.
for dogs and cats, making a lot of money
mm-hmm.
and saying bugger all about changing the diet.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have obesity, which is not covered in insurance.
Mm-hmm.
That is a major problem in dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm.
And the third in both species and inflammatory conditions is arthritis.
Mm.
That is related mainly to the deficiency in the omega-3 fatty acids
mm-hmm.
because the farm animal byproducts are overloaded in omega-6,
mm-hmm.
and as is the average American human diet.
Mm-hmm.
So we ache all over,
mm-hmm.
and our immune systems then become impaired. We get skin problems, pruritus, scratching, psoriasis, and the cats and dogs are just chewing themselves to pieces.
Yeah.
And then the vets put them on steroids.
Yeah.
You know, the silver bullet,
mm-hmm.
and then they go down with Cushing's disease or bladder infection or something else after that. The whole thing is insane. But when you go into your local vet hospital, especially these franchise ones, they call them muck veterinary hospitals.
Yeah.
The first thing you see is the topical flea spot that you've got to put on, or the flea pill.
Yeah.
Which is another bugger for jamming the immune system and causing neurological and other problems.
Yeah.
Then you see this whole aisle is like being in the supermarket
mm-hmm.
of all these bags and cans
mm-hmm.
of the regular cat and dog foods,
mm-hmm.
which the first ingredients are generally chicken meal, whatever that is, and then corn and soy byproducts and so on, which is food that is not fit for a dog or a cat. And then on the other side, you see all the very expensive science-based prescription diets.
Yeah.
Which are very expensive
mm-hmm.
and are given when these animals get sick on their regular food.
Right.
And as you pointed out before, a lot of these special prescription diets contain the same ingredients that the animals have been eating before and are responsible for their nutrition-related health problems.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a big money wheel. Now, these vets get brainwashed at vet college.
Mm-hmm.
Nutrition should be one of the major courses in vet school.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. Nutrition is the cornerstone in medicine. Hippocrates said, make your food your medicine and your medicine your food.
Mm-hmm.
But that paradigm, that worldview is not there.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they're given a short course essentially telling them that manufactured pet foods are science-based and they provide complete balanced nutrition for the animal's entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
which is a complete myth that our book helps to dispel.
Mm-hmm.
There are tremendous genetic differences in dogs as to their requirements. For example, the Wheaton Terrier, no pun intended, is allergic to wheat, and they will have seizures on wheat,
mm.
and a lot of other dogs will.
Mm-hmm.
Some are so sensitive to annatto, which is a color dye, a normal vegetable color dye from a lipstick tree. and that's in yellow and orange cheese. One little piece, and a sensitive dog will have a seizure.
Mm.
And, you know, epilepsy is not mentioned in the pet health insurance reports, but that, from my column, is one of the major issues. That these poor dogs finish up on phenobarb or potassium bromide, you know, they become zombies for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm.
One, in fact, a change in diet, like my homemade recipe that's on my website, would cure them overnight.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely appalling. I'm completely stunned by the whole nonsense.
Yeah. What is your website?
It's www.2bitdog, TWOBITDOG, 2bitdog.com/Dr. Fox, DRFOX.
Okay.
And I got my homemade recipe there for dogs and cats, and a couple of super recipes, I think, for dog cookies, too.
Yep. And those recipes are also in the book as well, in the back of the book. And
they're in
like
the book, those people who don't have computers.
Yep.
And, you know, there's a lot of good convincing evidence in the book. Plus, on my website, too, you will find many beneficial supplements that you can start giving your dogs, too, that will help. From fish oil to spirulina for the omega-3s to all kinds of other goodies.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger root for the arthritis and turmeric.
Mm.
And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The plants will heal us if we become open to them.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to open up the phone lines. If anybody has any questions they would like to ask Dr. Fox, we'd love to have you on air. And you can also call in if you'd like to receive a free copy of his book, Not Fit for a Dog. We do have a few copies to give away today on the show. So give us a call right now if you'd like to ask a question, or if you would just like us to send you a copy of the book, we would love to do that. The number to call is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And would love to get some copies out there. Dr. Fox, will you talk a little bit about a little bit more detail about how you know, you talk in the book about how in 1976, Colgate-Palmolive acquires a small pet food producer named Hill's Pet Products, and how based on their experience using dentists to promote their toothpastes, they kind of do this with vets. And talk about how they, how are they in with the vet industry? How do they get in? What does that actually look like?
Well, it begins with the vet schools accepting research money from the pet food companies and student fellowships, and even the pet food companies endowing lectureships so that the representation within the veterinary school is very much biased to corporate interest.
Mm-hmm.
And there is simply no debate about alternative ways of feeding animals, from home-prepared recipes to some of the smaller companies that are using whole ingredients with minimal processing.
Mm-hmm.
Even frozen and freeze-dried cat foods and dog foods are out there now that are very good,
mm-hmm.
balanced, and provide complete nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is there rather than denatured.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no debate. The courses are very short. The students are given free pet food for their own animals, and the brainwashing is completed. The American Veterinary Medical Association, of which I am an honor roll member, received, I think it was $5 million grant for their whatever, from major pet food companies and Pfizer Drug Company. Pfizer is now giving out hundreds of student fellowship grants to encourage more students to work in the livestock sector. No vet student wants to work in a factory farm. They're so horrendous. You know, there are so many diseases there, so many drugs used and vaccines. But that's where we're getting our food and then using the leftovers to be processed into pet foods and back into livestock feed. It's a hideous business. So there's a very close collusion between the livestock feed industry, the pharmaceutical industries, and the subsidiary of the food and agriculture complex
mm-hmm.
are these pet food companies that mm-hmm. have now been sucked in by Nestle's and Colgate Palmolive
mm-hmm.
and a couple of other super multinationals. Mars is the other big one, Mars Candy Company.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting story. A lot of people like conspiracy theories, but it is a fact that this is the way things have evolved, driven by money
yeah.
and monopoly. And the game is monopoly, and the losers in this, number one, are animal companions. Number two, the credibility of the veterinary profession, that organized veterinary medicine does not have an ethical leg to stand on.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a lead article on my website entitled Conflict of Interest in the Veterinary Profession, where they have been receiving a hell of a lot of money from this corporate sector that I don't believe is ethical.
Mm. Yeah, I know, you know, from my own experience, I mean, I work with lots of holistic veterinarians in the area, and I also have, you know, a regular veterinarian who I love. He's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But they've got those prescription diets in their office, and it just really bums me out to see, you know, to see them there and to know that, you know, most of the vets in the country are pushing these foods. And I wonder where the disconnect is, because I know that a lot of these veterinarians are in it because they really do care. So where is the disconnect?
A lot of them do care. The disconnect is that they've been brainwashed or misinformed by the spokespeople and by the veterinarians working for the pet food industries. In the old days, just a decade or so ago, the courses in the veterinary schools were given by veterinarians employed by the pet food companies. Now they're given more by professors within the universities, but a lot of them are receiving grants and all kinds of nice come-on from the pet food manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a very positive change, I would say, that we have. I'm a member of the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association, and my website does have information of how you can find a holistic veterinarian in and around where you live for your companion animals. Not all of them are good. Not all of them are exactly practicing the same kind of alternative medicines that others are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a point of great foment and creative innovation, finding alternative ways to heal animals, and most of them now are realizing that the cornerstone is good nutrition, and the second is cutting back on vaccination. The other terrible thing that's been going on is the annual booster vaccinations, which do nothing but impair animals' immune systems.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's time for another break. You should have seen the lines light up, Dr. Fox, when I opened up for the books. So that was excellent to hear, to see that. So we're going to take another break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with Dr. Michael Fox, co-author of Not Fit for a Dog, The Truth About Manufactured Dog and Cat Food. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Do you want to improve your health? take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
This is Alternative Talk 1150. Got it? Cool.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. We're back with Dr. Michael Fox, co-author of Not Fit for a Dog, The Truth About Manufactured Dog and Cat Food. Welcome back, Dr. Fox.
Thank you.
Well, we have a caller on line one. We have Patty in Seattle who has a question. Hi, Patty.
Hi there. I was just wondering, I give my dogs what I consider quality dog food, like either California Natural or Solid Gold.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've started doing is mixing some of the dehydrated raw food in with the regular food to give them more of the fruits and vegetables, the raw diet. Is that a good idea?
That's absolutely splendid.
Okay.
Those are two good brands that I include on my list.
Okay.
And don't forget to add a little fish oil or a little flaxseed oil.
Okay, they do get...
forage oil, good.
Fish oil. I give them fish oil.
And there's a wonderful dried product called Barley Green, which I put into my own morning shake cocktail.
And is that from like a natural... is it from a pet store or a people store?
It's a people store, but
okay.
They also produce it for dogs now and
okay.
For cats, Barley Green.
Okay.
And they sell it for humans in pet stores, and for humans in health stores, and you can get the information from their website, their phone number.
So if I got it for humans, could I give it to the dogs too?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
And it's like a super dehydrated wheatgrass.
Okay. I've noticed they have started eating more grass outside, and I'd wondered if maybe there was a deficiency in their diet.
Well, dogs eat grass, especially dog grass or couch grass, for a couple of reasons. It's anti-inflammatory. It's good for joints. It's good for upper urinary tract problems. And it also results in the production of quite a lot of mucilage. so it's actually soothing for the gut.
Okay.
So don't believe those so-called dog experts who say that dogs just eat the grass to make themselves sick. Of course, it will make them vomit sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but they also need to be allowed to graze and also to eat a little bit of good dirt occasionally.
Okay.
Because good dirt in the woods can be a source of microorganisms, probiotics, trace minerals, all kinds of goodies.
Okay, that's fine. I was letting them, but I just wasn't sure if they were missing something that I wasn't giving them. And while you were talking...
I don't believe so.
I just thought of another question. Pumpkins, since it's Halloween, people put out pumpkins, and somebody gave me a pumpkin they didn't want. And I was wondering, is that okay to bake and give to the dogs?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The yellow vegetables are good, the squashes.
Okay, I thought so, and then somebody said, no, it wasn't good, so I wanted to be sure. Okay, I'll cook them some pumpkin.
And yam is very good, and the pumpkin seeds do have some medicinal value as well.
Give them the seed, too?
Oh, yes, you can roast those. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, thank you very, very much.
All right, thanks for your call, Patty.
Okay, Julie.
Bye.
Bye. Well, you know, an interesting, I think something that people just lose sight of or don't forget about or aren't aware of because of all of the heavy advertising from the companies is that dogs evolved over thousands and thousands of years basically eating what we eat, like our garbage. But now our garbage is not organic like it used to be. So they're being fed the...
That is point number one, but... You know, we gave them leftovers rather than garbage.
Yeah.
Certainly, in the villages today, they will eat the garbage, too, whatever they can forage. But in the traditional primitive setting, they would eat the leftovers from our kills and from what the women had gathered and cooked and so on. And everything worked out pretty well in those days because the foods were whole. They were not processed. And the leftovers, as you say, were not riddled with herbicides and insecticides and heaven knows what else, and they were certainly not genetically engineered. Now, in England, where they've kept very careful records in pediatrics, they found a spiking of skin conditions and allergies in children coinciding with the introduction of genetically engineered foods into the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And Coca-Cola, for example, products like that, beverages, based on genetically engineered corn in the sugar, the syrup, and everything else. So our beverages and our cereals in the U.S. Are pretty well filled now with these genetically engineered problems from corn and soybean, especially in processed foods and beverages. And I would say the same for the mainstream pet food manufacturers who are putting the corn and the rice and the soybean in. And who knows how this affects the quality of meat and other animal products from animals who are fed genetically engineered corn and soybean, which is primarily what they're feeding to pigs and chickens these days.
Right. Can you talk a little bit, we have just a few more minutes before the next break, about the rendering process and that is when it says meat and bone meal, for example, on a pet food label, that can be any kind of meat and that there is a percentage of euthanized pets and roadkill and all that kind of stuff that goes into that?
Well, supposedly the industry has helped clean up some of that dog and cat business being recycled. But we still have regional rendering plants that are picking up municipal roadkill. That could be deer, could be dog. Who's sorting it? They don't mind because a lot of it is just rendered down into fertilizer, into soap, and into a kind of protein digest that they will spray on pet foods to enhance the taste. And a lot of these digests also contain a lot of gluten-like compounds,
mm-hmm.
Which is a kind of a denatured protein in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows what the health risks are there,
mm-hmm.
With these products or byproducts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, rendering itself is a slow heat process that does not destroy potentially harmful bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been one of the reasons why we've had outbreaks of certain potentially harmful strains of bacteria in farmed animals,
yeah.
that then pose a serious consumer risk. But the nasty hemorrhagic E. coli 0513 or whatever it's called, that can just destroy people overnight from contaminated meat or vegetables that have been sprayed or treated with animal manure, that's primarily because cattle are being stuffed with corn and soybean in these feedlots,
mm-hmm.
and it changes the bacterial flora inside the cattle, so they produce more of this nasty E. coli.
Mm-hmm.
If they're fed hay and roughages, which is their normal biological diet,
mm-hmm.
they have a much healthier internal flora that does not pose a public health risk.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the way in which farm animals are being raised today,
mm-hmm.
and how they're being fed that have created all these health problems. So the meat industry is saying, oh, we'll deal with that problem, we'll just irradiate it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the cusp of chicken and beef and other products being irradiated next.
And what does that mean?
Food irradiation means zapping it with radioactive isotopes.
Oh.
And it can destroy certain vitamins and nutrients.
Yeah.
And produce radiolytic breakdown products that we've never eaten before.
Mm-hmm.
And heaven knows what that's going to do to our system.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, when we have a novel protein,
mm-hmm.
we produce antibodies.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have what's called a leaky gut, a permeable intestine, because we're not doing too well on all the corn in our diet or whatever,
mm-hmm.
if we're a dog, these other protein molecules can get through and trigger an allergic reaction,
mm-hmm.
that can be manifest as skin disease or possibly jamming the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the other big problem in dogs today, are the and humans too, the increasing incidence of autoimmune diseases,
mm-hmm.
where the body starts destroying itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe these new ingredients in foods and the over-vaccination combine to completely bugger up immune systems.
Right. And then another main point before we take a break is proper breeding in pets.
Yeah.
And I've talked about puppy mills and all that kind of thing, but then you've got that added into the mix as well, and it's just the animals don't even have a chance.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely tragic.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take our last break. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Dr. Michael Fox, co-author of the book Not Fit for a Dog. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started.
I'm Rich Hallstrom. Join me and my co-host Tim Humphrey every Monday at 1 p.m. here on Alternative Talk 1150 for Motivation with a Purpose, where we will tell the inspiring stories of people from all walks of life. Motivation with a Purpose every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on Alternative Talk 1150 a.m.
Wellness Natural Food for Pets uses simple, pure, authentic ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. All wellness recipes include lean meats, whole grains, fruits, and veggies with no meat byproducts, no wheat, No corn, no soy, or artificial preservatives. For an exclusive savings offer and to find wellness at a pet specialty retailer near you, visit wellnesspetfood.com/Seattle. That's wellnesspetfood.com/Seattle. Join Wellness on Facebook and Twitter today.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Hi, this is Teresa McKenna, your host for Empowerment Strategies Radio. Are you having trouble making progress in some area in your life? Join us every Wednesday afternoon at 1 while we talk about the challenges in our lives, business, and leadership roles. We're going to bring you some vital information that will give you the edge you need in making those decisions in your life. Every Wednesday at 1, put it on your calendar now, and let's take it to the next level right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really, Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. And we're back with Dr. Michael Fox, co-author of Not Fit for a Dog, The Truth About Manufactured Dog and Cat Food. Welcome back, Dr. Fox.
Thank you. Well, it's good to be on Alternative Talk and alternative thinking and alternative to society. You know, we've got to say to hell with the multinationals that are putting profits before ethics and health.
Yeah.
And are making pets sick, and then another sector, the drug companies, are getting rich in the process.
Yeah.
So let's see food as our first medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And it does give me considerable hope that I'm not alone. There are a lot of other good, holistic, integrative, medicine-practicing veterinarians out there who are, even some of them are even manufacturing their own pet foods or giving recipes out,
mm-hmm.
from raw to lightly cooked,
mm-hmm.
for dogs and cats, and ideally looking for organic ingredients. We must support our organic farmers and essentially become kitchen anarchists, as I say.
Mm-hmm.
The information has come in now pretty well that organically certified fruits, vegetables, meat, eggs, dairy products contain infinitely more nutrients,
mm-hmm.
than conventionally produced vegetables, fruits, blah, blah.
I think it was like 40 to 60% more. Is
that
right?
It depends what you're looking at, but it is amazing. You're
mm-hmm.
getting much more of a bang for your buck.
Yeah.
And remember, nutrition is the first medicine.
Yeah.
So that we're not running the risk of possible deficiencies.
Yeah. Well, and also, too, I mean, for people, I know that my partner and I are being very conscientious now with the flu season and all the swine flu hype and,
mm-hmm.
and people just generally getting really sick right now because of the season, of really being mindful about eating healthy, those really nutrient-packed foods like beets and chard and kale and all those kinds of things, because that is the body's best defense, is nutrition.
But look out for the beets. The Barack Obama administration has just approved genetically engineered beets.
Uh-oh. Well, we try to get organic, so.
I want to scalp some people over that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are good supplements for us to take, too,
mm-hmm.
and for older dogs, selenium and zinc,
mm-hmm.
and especially for humans, we're deficient in vitamin D pretty well, and we can take 1,000 to 2,000 imperial units a day.
Mm-hmm.
And those are some of the best preventives against viral infections,
mm-hmm.
like the swine flu, which is a man-made disease,
yeah.
because of the way in which we raise these poor pigs.
Yeah.
So we should really consider supplements, because even our organic produce, the soils will take a long time to get back to their full nutrient profile to provide all the nutrients in a diversified diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I do advise people to vary the ingredients in their dog food.
Yep.
It's not only variety being the spice of life, but you're covering your odds then and not running the risk of possible deficiencies. And the nastiest thing are these poor, obese, and overweight dogs that are put on reducing diets that are full of peanut hulls or whatever to make them feel full, but they're hungry all the time because they're being nutritionally deprived.
Yeah.
And the best solution is to shift to a lightly cooked or almost raw food for these animals,
mm-hmm.
give them prebiotics, mm-hmm. helpful bacteria for digestion, and feed them 4 or 5 tiny meals a day.
Mm.
Then they're much happier, mm-hmm. and they'll shed those pounds just like we will.
Mm-hmm. So what do you recommend, for people to do around this? What's your ideal diet, or what are some key points that people can do out there for their pets?
Well, read the label, and then go to your local health store and see what they're selling.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to somebody who really seems to be knowledgeable on the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And look for whole ingredients like chicken, mm-hmm. beef, rather than beef byproducts or beef meal or chicken meal, chicken byproducts. Avoid cans that have that kind of label.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, like Pet Guard, are actually, we'll say, organically certified.
Mm-hmm.
And there are more pet companies like that. Natura's Karma dog food has organic certification.
Mm-hmm.
Some of, I think, Paul Newman's pet foods are coming up with an organic label now. They're getting their beef out of Ecuador,
mm-hmm.
which some people will say is ethically questionable. Why not get local?
Yeah.
But you can find them. Go online and do the research, too.
Yeah.
And, of course, read my book, where we do have some resources there.
Yeah.
And it's all part of the revolution. And the government is not going to help us get well.
Yeah.
Because they're in cahoots with the drug companies and the big agribusiness food industry conglomerate.
Yeah.
We have to assume responsibility for our own health.
Yeah.
Which means eating lower down on the food chain and supporting the good farmers, buying local as best you can.
Yeah.
And moving on from there with a degree of optimism, because what you put on the end of your fork does determine your fate in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And when you made the right decision, you can hold up your fork and say, fork you.
Well, and I think, too, the message that we can send...
That's F-O-R-K.
F-O-R-K, yes.
By the way, we just want to clarify.
that what we put in our dog's bowl as well, and cats, too, this all applies to cats as well,
mm-hmm.
Is very important. It's the most important thing to health and well-being, and I know that a lot of other people would agree with me when I say that is not for sale. It's just not.
But look, pet food has become a convenience food. Flip top can, tear open, pour the bag in, same thing every day. It's convenience food. It's basically laziness.
Mm-hmm.
The same when we drive up to McDonald's and get our quick meal or buy another pizza. It's quick food, fast food, junk food.
Yeah.
And it's making us sick, and our pets are mirroring many of the diseases that we have,
mm-hmm.
Including cancer.
Yeah.
And why do it? It's stupid. You know, life is to be enjoyed and embraced.
Mm-hmm.
And know who you eat. Ideally know who grew what you're eating to make some connection.
Yeah.
Know the manufacturer.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Fox, we have to wrap up today. It's been wonderful having you on the show. Thanks for being here today.
Great to be on, and I'd love to revisit later down the line.
Absolutely.
As people change diets.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a slew of letters on my website describing the changes in their dogs and cats
mm-hmm.
once they switched from the junk food.
Mm.
Changes in shifting from depression to a more active and alive animal
mm-hmm.
to health problems disappearing
mm-hmm.
Miraculously.
Yep.
It's great fun.
Great. Well, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for the work that you do, and I look forward to having you back again.
Look forward to it, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Time flies when you're talking about pet food. And what a wonderful book. We were able to give away some copies of that. The book, again, is called Not Fit for a Dog, The Truth About Manufactured Dog and Cat Food. And his website, Dr. Fox's website, is 2bitdog.com, TWOBIT.com/DrFox, DrFox. And the Dog Talk Show website is www.dogtalkshow.com. You can listen to any past show archived in the podcast section on the website. So time is up already, Eric. We'll see you next week.
Looking forward to it. And we'll get back to our dog song dedications next week, right?
We will next week, absolutely.
Hooray.
Hooray. All right, have a great week, and we'll look forward to being with you next week on the Dog Talk Show.